So if you're in the book of Hosea, that's where we are. The book of Hosea is right after the book of Daniel. By the way, good job, everybody. Of course, the most important answer, the most important question on there was the last question. I wanted to know what you took away from that. And the second most important question was the second to last. That's why I saved those for last. So anyway, I'm glad with that. That's good. All right. So here's the theme. Do you see the slide up here? Hosea and spiritual adultery. All right. And you are, in case you're wondering, you're here at Emmanuel Baptist Church today. I know some of y'all were looking confused. So Hosea and spiritual adultery. Let me give you the intro real quick. One of the themes of Scripture, especially we see it in Hosea, and we see it especially in the Old Testament, taught by the Holy Spirit to great effect in the book of Hosea. That's why I chose this book. I'm choosing a theme, but I'm choosing a book to show forth that theme, although it's throughout the Old Testament. The idea or the theme of Scripture, especially in the Old Testament, is the idea of a spiritual adultery towards God by His people. I'll say it again. The idea, as it says here in this first slide, spiritual adultery towards God by His people, right? Now, if you're unsaved today, no unsaved person can commit adultery against God because no unsaved person is the spiritual bride of Christ, right? If you're unsaved today, you have a relationship to God, but your relationship is one where you hate Him, you despise Him, you don't want to have anything to do with Him, you shake your fist at Him, and you reject Him. That is your relationship to God today if you're not saved. There is no one that's, well, I'm on the road and I'm trying to seek out. No, you're not. That is a lie told you by liberal theologians or liberal pastors that we're all just seeking after God. No, you're not. You're not. No one. The Bible says no one seeks after God. So you're not doing that. So if you're saved today, this Sunday school, this series of lessons applies to saved people, born again children of God. If you're not saved, you can't commit adultery. If I'm not married, I can't commit spiritual adultery against my wife if I'm not married to a wife, right? Anyway, so it's the theme of spiritual adultery towards God by His people. The Holy Spirit in the Scriptures often uses the comparison or the analogy of the Lord as the husband of His people, as His people, us, as His bride. Especially in the New Testament, that starts out. This marriage covenant may be seen in a twofold way. I didn't write it down, did I? We can see the marriage covenant in a positive way. We can have spiritual intimacy with God because that's the way it is with our marriage. It's supposed to be that we have physical and spiritual and psychological, I guess, also intimacy with each other as husband and wife. Well, the same thing is true with God. If we're Christians, positively, we can have communion with God. We can have spiritual intimacy with God. You know that whenever sin enters into your life or your relationship with God, you know you feel on the outs. Sometimes if sin enters into my life, I feel like God is very distant, and I know it's not God being distant from me. I know it's me being distant from Him, but still He feels very distant. So communion with God, I think, is something that in this sin-cursed world that we as Christians long for. We long for communion with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and with God the Father. So positively, this idea of the marriage covenant and seeing us and God that way, that's the way we see it positively. And ending up this introduction negatively, Christians can break our marriage covenant with God by our sin. You cannot lose your salvation. I said it once. I'm not going to say it again because it would be stupid for me to repeat myself. If you're saved, you cannot lose your salvation. Don't listen to the Arminians. You can't do that. You cannot lose your salvation if you're a Christian. However, you can break your covenant. You can break your covenant to God by your sin, by our sin, by our neglect of our relationship, and we can commit spiritual adultery in the same way that a man can commit physical and spiritual adultery to his wife. In many Old Testament passages, God compares Israel's rebellion against Him, and instead they go and worship idols. He says that Israel is acting like a harlot. And many, we'll see this next time. We ain't got time now. We'll see in many instances where God says that Israel is acting the whore or acting the harlot or committing whoredom or harlotry. And we'll see that next time. And we'll look at that. We'll look a little bit at human marriage, because if the covenant relationship between us and God is based around the analogy of marriage, we'll look at a little bit, not much, about human marriage. And then we'll get into the idea of spiritual adultery. Let's stand.